Coach's Insight programs, they continue tonight on Care 93.7 as we are prepping you for the start of high school basketball. Tigers basketball coach Corey Ecker is joining us here, boys basketball coach, of course, and getting ready for the 24-25 campaign. Coach, let's start with just kind of the early preparation here, the first few practices. You know, how they've looked, how have these kids come along here, and just kind of the expectations for 24 and 25?
Yeah, I think the first few weeks have gone well for us. We've doubled our numbers from last year. We've had 11 kids out last year, and this year we got 22, which is a great thing. You know, and something that I feel like we were lacking last year in practice, and it showed in the games, was a lack of effort and hustle. And we've, you know, really been working on that and kind of changing the culture there. And I think we've seen some good things, and hoping it carries over as the season progresses into the games.
Yeah, I think the normal person may not understand how big of a deal that is. You mentioned only just 11 kids last year, and you've essentially doubled that number here in 24-25, not just for practice purposes, depth issues, you know, things like that, but just how crucial is that to double up that number and have a lot more kids come out this year?
Yeah, it's a big deal, and it's great to see the interest in our school of more kids wanting to play, and you know, it's, yeah, like you said, it's good for practice and having numbers, but it's also about you know, developing and establishing a program, you know, past this year and things to move forward on the future to help us reach our goals that we have as a program.
A lot of people say, you know, maybe your biggest jump is in terms of a player perspective is like from that year one to year two. I mean, you're heading into year two. How do you feel, you know, after that first year last season and just kind of taking over here for year number two at the helm?
Yeah, I know. I think, you know, you sit back after the season and you reflect and you analyze on things that went well, that didn't go well, and things to improve on from, you know, not only yourself, but as a unit, as a team. And, you know, I did that this off season, and, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how it translates for them on the court now. So
well, let's give the listeners here maybe a few names, some kids that are, they're standing out here early. Maybe you got some high expectations for some certain players on your team, but just, you know, some of the key role players and starters for you that are going to be out there obviously contributing for you each night.
Yeah, so we got three seniors that I look to contribute quite a bit, you know, maybe from a scoring perspective, but also from a leadership. That'd be, you know, Caden Burns and Nate Ohm and Stephen Feek, who all got some time, quite a bit of time last year on varsity. So hopefully they can take a step forward their senior year and their second year of varsity. And then, you know, last year we started, he was a freshman last year, sophomore now, Ben Hankey, and you know, going from eighth grade to varsity as a freshman is quite the feat and quite the change. And so I'm hoping he takes a huge step forward for us this year. You know, getting that experience last year will obviously help. And, you know, we'll rely on some younger guys, some freshmen, some sophomores that are new to the program this year, and they'll give us big minutes hopefully as the season goes, and we'll see where we get to.
Should be another fantastic year in the Northeast Kansas League. Morehill Mounts Academy, the defending champs. Horton's been very good over the last couple of years, and now you bring in the likes of Riverside and Troy, who jumped ship from their respective leagues from a year ago, the Big 7 and the TVL, so you add those two teams into the mix. Just what's kind of the early thoughts on the Northeast Kansas League and how competitive that's going to be this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a pretty tough league with some really, really good teams. Like you said, you know, Morehill is always tough, and they're the defending champs. And then you look at a team like Horton, who brings back quite a bit of experience. And I think, you know, they have 6-7 seniors on that team, which is always good. And Valley's always got a solid team. And then you know, you throw in Troy and Riverside to the league, and, you know, they bring us a new look, and they're always competitive in most sports they do. So yeah, I think the league will definitely be a tough one night in, night out, and we'll have to bring our A game and our effort and hustle and compete each night. So
there it is, ACCHS boys basketball coach Corey Ecker joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers get Horton on Friday night, so jump right into it. in the Northeast Kansas League in the season opener. Excited for this one to get going. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.